not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on, I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This thing is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me on this mother effing snowy evening. I don't know about you, but I'm not for violence against women, but I swear to God, if I see Mother Nature, I'm going to punch her right in the face because I'm so over the snow. How is it that we are halfway through, actually more than halfway through the month of March, and it's still snowing? Like, I don't get that. What really gives? I'm pissed off. Can you tell? Can you tell? Well, in the studio, I got some special guests. And, did you say something? Because I didn't hear you. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't hear you.
I don't hear me either. Oh, there it is.
Okay. That was my bad.
Oh, there.
Messing stuff up. But anyways, we got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on?
We got Sugar B.
Hey, now.
We got James.
Hey, Miss Marie.
And we got Daron.
Yes, sir.
I'll give their full, or should I say half, introductions, their full bios after the break. Just want to say what's up to y'all real quick. But here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because dating can be ugly at times. I know my dating life has been ugly at some points. Therefore, I started the site, thisdateisover.com, for people to post their bad date stories and relationship tidbits. So make certain that you go over there, check it out, read some of our funny stories. We post a blog every Wednesday, but you can also post your bad date stories on our dating stories tab. And also tell people why the date is over, confess your dating sins, the whole shebang. So check it out. Run. Don't walk. Run over to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories and whatnot. Well, I hope you guys had a great weekend, because I sure as hell did. Let me tell you something. I went to Bus Boys and Poets, one in Hyattsville, because I'm kind of over going to D.C., you know, looking for parking and sometimes, you know. But anyways, I went to the Bus Boys and Poets in Hyattsville, and they had this new drink with peach whiskey, and it is amazing. The fact that I'm on the show talking about a drink that I had, out of control. But it was so bleeping delicious, and I had, I guess, one too many, because on Saturday I woke up with, like, the worst hangover in life. But you know what? I'm still going to have another one eventually, so shout out to that peach whiskey drink. I have no idea what it's even called. But anyways, today I went to support my friends who are part of 4 Carpe Diem. Check them out. It's the Roman numerals IV, you know, 4. _ Carpe Diem. Check them out on Instagram. They had a Zumbathon today, and I must say that I almost died. The Zumbathon was for 3 hours. I made it for an hour and a half. I've sweat from places that I didn't know I had sweat glands.
Not a burst.
Right, so it was a good workout, and kudos to those ladies for putting on a great event, and kudos to the fellas that came out. There was some guys in there. I was happy. I'm like, wow, I get tired of being in Zumba with a whole bunch of women. But there was some men out there, so I was very happy about that. So kudos to those ladies at Carpe Diem for putting on such a great event. And speaking of events, I hope you guys do know that we are having a brunch. Yes, it's a relationship forum / brunch. And the title is Why Am I Still Single? So get your tickets. It's going to be on April 26th. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be at the 201 Bar right by Union Station in D.C. So get your tickets. Stillsingle.eventbrite.com is the website to get your tickets. And if you're on the party bus, guess what? If you came on our party bus on February 15th, there's a special discount code for you guys. I'm not going to say it on the air. I know how people are. I was on the party bus like, no, you weren't. So if you want the party bus, there's a special discount code for you. You can shoot an email to info@thisdateisover.com, and we will send that information over to you. But anyways, yes, tonight's topic, I know you probably like, Miss Marie, Lynn, the bleeping plane. What's the topic? If you have not been following me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I don't know what the hell your problem is, okay? Yeah, I said it. Instagram and Twitter @dateisover, and the Facebook page is facebook.com/thisdateisover. And tonight's topic is, does size matter? I'm not talking about sexual organs. I'm talking about height and weight. Does size matter? So keep that in mind. You know, we're going to get into some music first. But if you want to join tonight's discussion, the number to reach me in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach me in the studio. Don't forget, once again, at Date Is Over on Twitter and Instagram. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Are we living in a dream world? Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know, your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you.
Come close to me, baby. Let your love hold you. Now this world gets crazy.
Put down your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. You helped me to discover me. I just want you to be trusting me. I kinda laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
Look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you.
right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from, I forgot because I wasn't looking, my boyfriend Common. We go together. He doesn't know that, though, but the song was Come Close, and right before that, I started off with one of my favorite groups, The Foreign Exchange. The song was If I Knew Then, and please keep in mind that The Foreign Exchange will be in town May 2nd. OMG, I've got to get my tickets. Single fellas out there, if you're attractive, I'd love to go with you to the concert. But yeah, I digress. Tonight we got some special guests in the studio because tonight we're talking about, does size matter? Does it really matter? And I'm not talking about your genitalia. I'm talking about, did I just get country? I'm talking about height and weight. Does it matter? Bout. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. Inner country woman came out. So we got Deron in the studio. What's up, Deron?
What up?
He is a graduate of Virginia State University. He has a degree in industrial engineering. Hello. He is a proud member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Oop, Rue.
The Q's.
Yes, Rue to the Q's. Co-owner of D&D Marketing Group. And he is single and mingling with friends.
Single-ish.
Yes. And mingling. Next, we have James.
What's up?
He is a happily married Washingtonian. He was an obese teen and adult who is now a certified health and coach. Excuse me, health and coach? Can I get it together?
Pardon,
I can't read. He's a certified health coach and nutritionist. Also a proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Yo, yo.
Oop, yo. Got Sugar B. DC born and raised in a relationship. She's a lover of music, art, and life. She's the owner of Finger Bangs Nail Polish. She's also my homegirl. She's a one half partner, pardon me. My homegirl. She can cook her ass off. You know, we went to culinary school together.
Woo-woo.
Yes. Kudos to Stratford University. Moving on. We got Joey LaFaro. He is an up-and-coming comic in the DC area. Co-host for Wednesday.comedy at Splash Lounge. And he's single and mingling. So yes, I gave the real condensed bios of all these wonderful people. So greetings, everyone.
Hey now.
Hey. So let's jump right into it. I'm going to start with height. Yes. I'm going to pass it over to you, Deron. How tall are you? Are you cool with rebuilding that?
Yeah, I'm 5'10 minus 5.
I'm going to need you to talk right
to
now.
Talk to that mic, man.
No, I'm 5'10 minus 5 inches.
Say it one more time.
I'll say I'm 5'10 minus 5 inches.
Okay, he's 5'10 minus 5 inches.
So about 5'5 somewhere around there.
Okay, 5'5 with brown eyes.
Out of mercy.
Smile like the sunrise.
All day.
Okay, so Facebook, yes. I get all kinds of drama. Facebook is like the best soap opera in life, number one. So somebody had posted about their friend. They said that the guy is 5'7", and that his height is hindering his dating life. He believes that it's because of his height that it's hindering his dating life. Like women 4'11" don't want to talk to him because they say he's too short. And Deron, you know, you are 5'5" with brown eyes. Do you ever have any issues with women, with dating women or getting women because of your height? And I want you to speak into the mic.
Okay, really don't have any issues. I pretty much go off of my personality, so.
Could you speak up, just please, just a little bit, please.
I really don't have any problems with height issues. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some superficial females out there that, you know, that's a big thing, but I don't have that issue. I really don't. You know, if they have an issue with my height,
mm-hmm.
I pretty much be like, well, this wasn't for me, so, you know, I can't deal with a superficial woman.
And I like, does that make her superficial, though?
I mean, because, okay. You
can, I mean, people like what they like.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I don't like a man who doesn't have teeth, so does that make me superficial? No.
I'm just saying, you know, that's how I see it. It's like when it's a whole lot of, you know, personal things like, oh, he, you know, he's too short, or, you know, his hands too small or something. I'm like, really? You know what I'm saying?
His hands too small.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, some females be tripping off of that for
really?
Real. Really?
That's because they're thinking about something else, yeah. Being too small.
Well, define small. You don't want baby arms or something like that.
Nah.
You know.
Yeah, that's not a good look. Like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Just get that out the way.
Dinosaur.
Come here, I'll give you a hug.
Right, no. Yeah, I get that. But one of the things that I find with guys who complain that, you know, they think that they're too short or they're too nice, it's not necessarily that they're too short. It's because they have too many other issues. You know, it could be that his teeth ain't that great. He could be a lot overweight. I mean, like obese, and he might not be able to dress that well. His teeth might be real jacked up. So it's like it's a lot of things that go with it. And oh, confidence too. I find that the people that have those issues lack in confidence. That's to me, that's too many damn struggles. If you have, you can't be short plus bad teeth.
Preach
plus
on.
You can't dress.
Preach
plus
on.
You're not confident.
Preach
plus
on.
You are like severely overweight. Like that's too much for one person to handle, in my opinion. I don't know how y'all feel about that.
I
second that. Huh?
Confidence is a big part
confidence
of it. You have to
everything.
Have confidence.
Yeah.
Because everybody got something that's wrong with them, but you got to have confidence.
Right. Now, how tall are you, James?
6'2".
Okay, you're a tall glass of water.
Hater.
Now, how tall are you, Shanice?
I am 5'7".
So, do you ever have, or when you were in your dating life, did you have an issue with your height? Did any guy say, well, you're too tall for me, or?
No, I mean, I can almost say that I've really dated them all. Like, I dated, you know, men who were shorter than me. I dated guys that was, like, a foot taller than I was.
Shorter than you without heels?
Shorter than me without heels.
Okay.
Yes. Like, they were standing shorter than me.
Okay.
You know, so it just depends.
I know I feel some kind of way dating somebody that's shorter than me because I feel like they look like my son. And I don't want that. You know, I want somebody, I mean, granted, I probably would, you know, compromise on that. I mean, I'm not so superficial that I won't date a short guy. I just prefer that he not be shorter than me. Like I said, I feel like I'm dating my son, especially if I'm bigger than him too. I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I'm taller than you and bigger than you. Like, I'm wider. I'm going to feel some kind of way.
So you wouldn't date Kevin Hart? Because I would if I were single.
I would feel some kind of way, but you know what? He can make me laugh. So if you can make me laugh, I might just be yours if you're cute in the face.
I mean,
and he's attractive.
I mean,
he dresses very well. So yeah. He doesn't have a lot of struggles like a lot of other guys do.
Well, you also because he can shop anywhere.
He can shop anywhere?
Shop anywhere.
Oh.
He has department. No.
Shut it up. Shut it up. So, Joey, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
So have you ever had that issue with somebody saying that you were too short?
I haven't had it where I was like, say they told me that,
mm-hmm.
but I've had it where it's been like, I'm not their ideal. So like,
uh-huh.
like a girl, a lot of girls that I've met and I think a lot of young girls, they have that idea that they want their guy to be at least a certain amount taller than them. Or they just like, they, you know, they had that image from Prince Charming when they were kids,
mm-hmm.
the guy's always taller. So it's hard for them to kind of have sweat switch gears and you can let it be an obstacle for you, or you can, you know, kind of ignore it as a guy. I think, you know, some girls know what they want a little more than others, or make it more of a thing than others. I think it's up to, you know, it's up to each individual, so it's always a different situation. I'm in a weird spot because I'm a 5'8",
mm-hmm.
so
which is that's like average height for a man, right?
It's kind of average, and so I'm running a weird problem where like. You're 5'7", so like we'd be like I'd be just a little bit taller than you, and then you put on the heels, and then forget about it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm 5'11" in heels.
Yeah,
right?
6 feet. Yeah, it's not gonna work.
Amazon.
So I've always been. I personally prefer the girl to be shorter than me, just so that you know, because I have that same thing. It's like I don't want to have her feel a certain way. I don't want to feel a certain way. So
uh-huh.
I kind of prefer, but I don't want her to be too short because I don't want to have kids that are midgets. So. My dad's 5'6", and I'm like glad I outgrew him. Like when we get our family together, I'm happy to be a giant. Like it's fun, but except for my brother who outgrew me. But whatever. The thing for me is like you either got to be like right where I'm still just at height, eye level with you in
mm-hmm.
heels and regular heels. If you're on the ridiculous heels and whatever.
Yeah, I like ridiculous heels.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that out there. Even
I second
flat
that.
Today. Yeah, because especially if I'm wearing heels, I'm already taller than him. I'm gonna feel some kind of way. Because like if a fight breaks out, I'm be like, you know what, babe, you get the car, I'm gonna handle him. Because I feel like I'm gonna have to take up for the dude.
He might be able to take them ankles out though.
I know, right?
Get on top of shoulders.
Gotta break
the
body
out.
No. I know, right?
I will say my one exception to that is if you're like 7 feet tall, like just like ridiculous. Like there was no chance. There was zero chance that ever was gonna be. Like a reality that I was gonna be taller than you, so hey, I'm up that without that. I can climb and do all kinds of fun.
Yeah,
stuff.
You know, I pretty much, you know, I have no choice. Most of the females I talk to are taller than me. I like climbing trees and
hey, as long as you like climbing trees,
it's like a big jungle gym sometimes. You know, but You know, and plus, like, if I ever had kids, I want my kids to be medium. So,
yeah, exactly.
Right, because once they start getting bigger than you, you try to yank them up.
I
and
can
they,
honestly say you gotta that start off my though. Parents, I consider them to be pretty tall, and I feel like I got the shorter end of the stick. Because
really?
My mom is about 5'8", 5'9", and my mm-hmm. father is 6'2", and here I am at 5'7". I'm just like, really?
Wow. I'm taller than my mother. I think my dad's like 5'9", 5'10". My mom's like 5'4".
I live in a house full of hobbits. Everybody is short. I didn't have a chance.
Damn.
I am tall compared to the rest of my family.
But the good thing is that you're confident.
Yeah.
That takes a takes away from the short thing. Is that offensive to call you short, though?
I mean, I heard it all my life.
Okay, because I didn't want to like be offensive.
Vertically
like,
challenged.
Only time I've ever been tall was in kindergarten. That's the last time I was tall. So
I like to think I'm tall for my age. You know, I'm 5'6" and a half.
She's for our age. like she's still growing.
Yeah, right. I think I'm tall for my age. I don't know. I'm not growing anymore.
Like, we all get 60. Milk. She's going to be catching. We're going to catch up.
Right.
Like,
yeah. See, I'm probably going to shrink. You know, when you get older, your bones.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
I'm just saying. So short dudes out there.
Hello.
It might not be just your height. It might be your attitude. It might be
your breath.
It might be your breath.
Security.
You might not be able to dress. And let me tell you, if you can't dress, that is such an effing turnoff. Like, please. I mean, try to do something about your situation. You know, consider hiring a stylist or subscribing to some of them GQ magazines. You might not be able to afford the Armani suit, but you can get some from K&G and get it tailored.
Joseph A. Banks and catch one of those sales.
Hell yeah. Get your ish tailored.
5 suits for $1,000.
Right.
Dang. That means I can't wear my sweatpants and church shoes.
Yes, wear your sweatpants and church shoes if you want to.
Patent leather,
baby. Are you part Jamaican?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Church shoes and sweatpants.
Part country. That's what I
mean. Part Jamaican.
What you say now?
A lot of mercy.
I'm so done with you. let me give out the phone number. Short guys, give me a call. Let me know what your experience has been.
They're not going to call.
I know, right? 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. But how do you convey that message to a guy who might be vertically challenged? You know, it's his attitude, or he might want to invest in braces or in get a haircut.
Or like those Prince Hill boots.
He's really focused on his teeth thing. Like, how many bad dudes short like, dudes just messed up teeth that you had?
This is the first that I've heard, and we have known each other for a very long time.
No, I'm not saying somebody I dated. It's somebody I've seen that was complaining that he has a hard time finding women. But you don't. It's hard to tell somebody. I'm not saying I'm the best looking person in the world. But
are you dating Great Britain? Like
he might. I think he's related to Austin Powers.
I can't get past the brain.
And he's thinking that you know women don't like him because he's short. I'm like it.
It has to be a combination.
It's a combination of your personality. You're kind of dry. Your teeth are in a very bad place.
Then I'm sure the breath is on like 1,000 because I can't.
His breath doesn't stink, but his teeth are in a bad place. It's like maybe he eats rock cereal. I don't know. But his teeth aren't in a good place. He doesn't dress well. So it's all those combinations. But I don't know how to say, yo, my man. The reason why nobody wants to talk to you is because of the way that you look.
I think it depends. If he asks you, then the gates are open. See, I have that problem where I kind of just throw out my thoughts, you know, sometimes when people don't ask me. And I'm like,
yeah, and I've not said anything because it's not like he asked me directly. He might have said, you know, that he's, you know.
I would want to know. I mean, if I was having issues, I would want to know, like, why nobody's not talking to me. So.
But would you ask, though?
But how would you receive that? Like, you know what, Deron? Your teeth look like like you've been punched in the face with a bag of rocks. Like,
I'm going to Delta Dental and get my stuff straightened.
See, you ain't afraid. You got to help the man out.
But people with bad teeth, do they really not know that their teeth aren't bad? Like, are bad? Like, do they not know that
they just compare them to other people with bad teeth. And as long as theirs don't look worse, then they feel better.
Or unless, you know, it falls out in a bowl of cereal or something like that. You know, what can you do?
Where does bad teeth people at? Yo, friend.
I don't know. My teeth aren't straight. Like, I've had braces, like, 4 times, and I gave up because it's just, like, they keep going back. And, like, I'm going to have a gap. Like,
your teeth aren't jacked up, though. It's not like they're spinning and turning around and twisting turns in your mouth.
It's like overbite.
You're talking about somebody who has, like, teeth with spinners? Like, what's going on?
Riding on spinners with those teeth. You know, I got to hold that thought because we got to go commercial. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. I cut my own mic off. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DataSover. Same thing with Instagram. Hit me on Instagram at DataSover. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdataSover. And also check out the website, thisdataSover.com. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Tonight we're talking about Does Size Matter? Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Also, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at DataSover. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdataSover. And check out the website, thisdataSover.com. I then gave you like 45 instructions. My bad. Maybe I should just focus on one or two. But oh well, that's how I roll. Just giving out too much information. But you just heard music from Iman Omari. I love him. The song was called Unleash. I highly recommend that you check out his music. That is Iman Omari. It's a guy. Yes. A guy named Iman. Interesting. But we got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on?
We got Sugar B.
Hey now.
We got James.
What's going on?
With the very white voice.
That's right.
What's going on? And we got Daron.
Yo.
Yo. And we're talking about the size matter. We're talking about height. Daron gets all the ladies.
I don't get all of them.
Would you get a good amount? Standing at a very statuesque 5'5".
She's pulling you in.
No. You know, I have my cousin. She is 5'11". She's, you know, tall and slender.
She ready.
Gorgeous. But I swear, she rarely dated a guy that was taller than her.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, okay, this dude is like 5'6". He's 5'8". I think the tallest guy I can recall her dating is like 6'3", 6'4". But she always got a bunch of short dudes. And myself, too. Like, I'm not that tall. But my ex-boyfriend, he's like, what? Let him tell her he's 5'9". The dude is like, he's 5'7". I don't care what he says. He's 5'7". Of course, I would prefer a tall guy. But it might not work out in my favor. And then again, I don't want somebody that's too damn tall because I get concerned with his penis. No, I'm just put that out there.
Oh,
I'm not trying to die.
Oh, I've been there. Oh. Join the ride. I'm telling you.
Wait a minute.
It's a good time.
I'm not trying to die. So,
hey,
I live.
Hey, short guys got this sort of gravity. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't sleep on him.
I mean, if he's like 6'10", I'm going to be very concerned with
been
my
there,
insides.
With the t-shirt.
You got the t-shirt, huh?
Got the t-shirt.
I don't want my uterus to, like, break, so I kind of...
You can break those?
Look, I'm concerned.
Fragile.
That's why I try not to date Africans. I'm not trying to die. Shoot. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to die dating somebody that tall with
a kilter,
a penis to match. I don't know.
A kilter.
Shut up. I can't with y'all. Once again, the phone number is 301-560-6992. Does height matter?
Well, no.
I said the size matter. It's supposed to be the size matter, not does height matter. But no. Yeah, it does matter to some people.
It does.
Are you offended if it matters to somebody?
Not really. To each his own.
Yeah. You're like, oh, well, you find somebody else that's more fabulous.
Yep. Next.
Have you had an issue being 6'2"? Does somebody don't want to date you because you're too tall?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You just suck your teeth? Like, no, not at all. Never had that issue.
No.
Never had that issue. So let me move on to the weight, because that gets real controversial when you start talking about somebody's weight. So I came across this other scenario, also on Facebook. Yes, Facebook, I'm telling you. Best soap opera in life. So the issue is, it's a woman who's 34. She's been with her man 9 years.
Okay.
It's a long effing time to be with somebody. She had a baby. Their son's 5. She wants to get married to the guy. And I guess she approached the topic of marriage. And he said, you know, he wants to marry her, but not until she loses the 45 pounds that she gained during the course of their relationship. You know, she's put on 45 pounds. And people were like, oh my God, I can't believe he would say that. How could you put conditions on marriage? He's a jerk. She should lose the weight and leave him and go back to him and show him that she lost the weight. Say, aha, in your face. Blah, blah, blah. So, yes. 45 pounds. Does size matter? Weight wise. So, how, first of all, what are your thoughts on that? I'm going to pass that to you, Joey.
I think, for that particular scenario,
mm-hmm.
it's
45 pounds she's gained.
That's 9 years.
I mean, it is
9 years, but that's she's carrying around like a 7-year-old.
Right, I mean, you got a baby involved, so that's at least a big chunk of it. I mean,
that was a big chunk 5 years ago.
Yeah, and exactly. It's mm-hmm. like it could have been gone by now. You would have thought if she wanted to, but the other thing is, like, I mean, it's kind of a loaded thing because it could be either way. I can look at it from one side. The positive side is, he could just want to make sure that she still wants it, you know, like you don't want to marry someone and then give up, like, just that to be over and then
right. Well, she's already given up,
right?
Because she said that she's tried to lose weight in the past, but she's never stuck to anything. She's yeah. quit before she saw like any results.
Yeah, and I've done that before. I tend to weigh between, you know, about 20 pounds here or there, and I'll mm-hmm. flip it back and forth. And, you know, but one time I, like, really lost a lot of weight. I lost, like, I think 50 pounds in a couple months.
Oh, wow. Were you on crack?
I was doing P90X.
Oh, damn.
I started doing P90X. And I also was in kind of the mode I'm in now. I'm a Catholic by family. Mm-hmm. So I've found that I can give up. Normally, if you're Catholic, if you don't know the Catholic religion is. Generally, we give from Ash Wednesday, which is day after Fat Tuesday, till Easter, we have Lent. And mm-hmm. you give up something for Lent, like mm-hmm. something you need. So when you're a kid, you give up stupid stuff like candy, soda, stuff like that.
I gave up winter for Lent.
Yeah, my friend gave up being Catholic for Lent, so... he thought he was really clever.
God is not pleased.
I was kind of mad. But I typically use it as a great time to diet because I find that I have a little bit more commitment when mm-hmm. I have God watching. Mm-hmm. So I've added this year, I've given up deep fried food, all sweets, no soda, no alcohol, like every comfort food imaginable.
Wow.
So I'm stressed out as crazy.
He's going to rob a Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. All is over.
But the thing is, like, you know, it takes that kind of commitment. It mm-hmm. takes that kind of commitment to really lose weight. You really want to get to where you want to be. You got to commit to it. And P90X, same thing. You got to commit to it. You mm-hmm. can't just be like, oh, I'm going to do a workout today and then not tomorrow. And so, yeah, if you are like, oh, it didn't work out after 3 weeks, yeah, you're never going to get anywhere.
Right, right.
And so that's kind of an indicator that you stopped working at it.
Right.
And so I can kind of see it from that. But at the same time, I know a guy, I know a couple that's been engaged for like 7 to 8 years now.
They've been engaged for 7, 8 years?
Yes.
This marriage is not happening.
Oh, we know this. Me and my friends know this. Everyone knows this except them. she got a place, a condo for the two of them. He has not moved in.
Mm-hmm.
He's living with his parents. He's had ample opportunity, and she smokes. So his thing was, oh, all right, well, when you stop smoking, I'll move in.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, but she won't stop smoking until he moves in. And so they're going back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's like, but at the same time, it's like, are you just making excuses why you don't want to get married? Because you have an issue. So it could go either way.
It really could go either way. So I want to pass it to you, James, because, you know, in your bio, you said that you were an obese teenager as well as an obese adult. So somebody who's, struggled with your weight at one point in time, how do you think, you know, do you think this guy is a jerk for saying that he wants her to lose the weight before they get married?
Well, one thing is what does he look like?
Mm-hmm.
Has he put on any weight over this?
And that I don't know, because this came from her.
Because the thing is, he has to be in the best shape ever
mm-hmm.
If he can carry her like that, you know what I'm saying? So
is that really a carry, though?
Well, the thing is she is not, when she gains weight, it's probably because she's lacking somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts in your mind. So usually you lose your confidence, you lose, you know, you get really comfortable and things like that. And I'm pretty sure he's gotten comfortable too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they work together to lose weight together, that would make it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So they should just, because I mean, they are a couple.
Yeah.
They are going to be.
And I would assume, because I swear, I don't think any man on God's green earth wants to approach his woman and tell her to lose weight.
No, you can't.
So I would assume that he will work out with her.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, women get comfortable. Well, not just women, but, you know, women especially if you've had a child. I can get him not wanting to approach her as soon as she had that child, because you expect her to gain weight, but you also expect that person to try to work to get it off. So if she started stuff and stopped and kept stopping, so it's like, well, what do? I mean, it goes both ways for me, because I'm like, why the hell would you be with somebody for 9 damn years and you still don't have a ring?
Well, it's also kind of a weird spot for him to be saying that, because it's easier for a guy to keep his weight off and lose weight than it is for a woman.
Right.
A long shot, because you just carry more muscle mass. You can burn fat faster.
Right.
That's kind of a cheap shot for him to kind of do that if he's not going to lead the charge.
No, because, I mean, it can be hard to motivate people. Yeah. I know it can be hard.
It is.
It can be hard to motivate people. It's hard to, you know, tap into their mindset, because if they get comfortable in their discomfort, then it's like they're lost, you know.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of women say, well, you should just take me as I am. Like, look, I got a man, so he should just accept me the way that I am. I done had his child. I've been with him for 9 years. So he should accept this 45 pounds that I'm carrying. So what if I can't see my genitals because my stomach is over my pants and I can't see them unless I stand in the mirror? Like, he shouldn't have to accept that.
You just gave me a mental picture.
This is, honey.
Security.
I have seen some things, and, you know, I'll try to reserve my comments because I don't want to come off as even more inappropriate than I already am. But, yeah, I don't know. Do you think she should lose the weight and lose him, or should she lose the weight, keep him, or just keep the weight on and keep him? Like, what? Well, keep the weight and lose him.
I think she should lose the weight for herself.
Yes.
It's not even about him. It's for herself and her health.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, she has to think about herself and her child.
But she ain't thinking about herself.
See, that's the thing.
But you know what? We got to hold that thought because we got a good commercial. That's where these commercial breaks just creep right on around. So, yes, we're talking about the size matter. We flipped it on over to weight. Do you think this woman should lose the weight? You know, she's 45 pounds heavier than when she first got with her guy, and she has not really stuck with any diet or workout regimen. So give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver. It's also on Instagram at DateIsOver, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Solitude and need no one else.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. You just heard music from, I forgot who I just played. Oh, Curtis Mayfield. Hello. I'm telling you, my short-term memory is some garbage. That was Curtis Mayfield with Give Me Your Love. May he rest in peace. Beautiful music. Yes, great musician. Great Curtis Mayfield. Check him out. If you don't know who he is, check him out. Google him. Please do. Please do. But we are coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check out the show. And also you can go to thisdateisover.com to check out some of our previous broadcasts. But anyways, in the studio I got Deron representing for the Team Vertically Challenged. Leave him alone. I know, right? Deron is so going to punch me in the throat when we go to break.
We good.
Rue. Okay. We got James. What's up, James?
What's going on?
We got Sugar B.
Hey.
Honey B, Sugar B. And we got Joey LaFaro. What's up, Joey?
What's up?
And before we went to break, we were talking about the scenario, the woman who had gained 45 pounds since being in her her nine-year relationship. And I guess she approached her man about getting married, and he, you know, hinted towards, well, he just told her, like, he doesn't want to move forward with marriage until she loses the 45 pounds that she has gained since being in that relationship. So, is he wrong? How do you feel about that, Brandy? Sugar B.
Thank you, Miss Marie. I feel that he's part right. And I think it's really because if anytime you have two lives that are getting ready to become one, you have to think about more than yourself. You know, in this case, they have a son together. They're about to join and become one. So her health is no longer her own. You know, and so that's something that she really has to think about, because if something happens to her, then, you know, not only she's not the only one affected by it, you know, her husband to be is affected by it, and so is her son, you know. So I think, you know, me personally, we kind of went back and forth about this on Facebook.
Yes, honey, I got like 125 comments on my status when I posted this.
Yeah, I mean,
and a lot of women especially, I can't believe he would say that. You need to leave him and lose the weight. Why leave him and lose the weight? Why can't you lose the weight and keep him? What sense does that make?
Well, I think it's really about what he's bringing to the table, but that's a whole other issue that
he's bringing something to the table, because she wants to marry this man. She stuck it out with him for 9 years without having a ring.
You know, but, you know, a child grounds a relationship. I mean, whether they like to believe it or not, you know, so she's probably, they're really sticking in there because they want to try, but her weight is the issue, you know, and I think, you know, her man was being honest with her. Do I think it should be a condition of marriage? No. But we were talking about this on Facebook, and first off, let me shout out the team I'm a part of, Sensationally Fit on Facebook. Like them on Facebook. And our founder, Vacy Taylor. So shout out to all my Fit family there. But we talked about this, and I actually did go through that. I was in my relationship. I've been in my relationship for 5 years, and he brought up the fact that we both needed to lose weight because we both had put on some weight. And the difference between he and I, even though it hurt me, you know, and it took me a while to get over it, I had to understand the bigger picture of it, is that we both agreed, you know, that I needed to lose weight, he needed to lose weight. We both wanted to lose weight, so we decided to do it together.
Yeah, and you said conditions. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, you shouldn't put conditions on marriage, but we all do. We put conditions on our relationships, whether we want to admit it or not, whether it's stated or unstated. You know, if I put it out there too, I said, if your man or woman said to you that, baby, I love you, I want to marry you, but not until you get your credit or finances in order, you'd be like, oh, you know what, maybe I should work on my credit, maybe I should work on my finances. But as soon as it comes to weight, oh girl, hell no, you need to leave him, he is a jerk. Leave him, lose the weight, find you somebody that's going to accept you the way that you are. No, ma'am.
So focused on revenge. Like,
right. That makes no sense to me.
Leave him.
Well, I think it just depends on how you feel as a person. I know for me, I was not happy. And him
but
being
she ain't
my
happy
partner.
Either.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But him being my partner, too, he saw that. And he wasn't happy either. But if she's happy with herself and she don't feel like she needs to change, you know, and she doesn't feel like she needs to lose any weight, then I say, look, don't do it. You know, but she obviously wants to lose the weight.
Look, ma'am, I say lose the weight. First of all, I want my man to be attracted to me. That's a huge part of being in a relationship with somebody. Like, once that attraction goes, then what? Like, I don't want him to be closing his eyes and fantasizing about everybody else but me. I don't want him having a hard time getting an erection because I have 45 extra pounds on me. I can't see my lady parts because my stomach is in the way. He got to lift my stomach up. I don't want to have sex like that. I'm just saying. Like,
got to be mocha.
You don't want that heavy breathing sex.
That was great.
Well, look, you gonna be, if you ain't heavy breathing, then somebody didn't check the hell out.
I be breathing.
I don't want you to be heavy breathing.
Just being honest.
I be breathing.
I don't want you to be heavy breathing and you haven't even taken my underwear off. Or your underwear like before now. It, like, that does not... This date is over. I'm sorry. Pick your pants up. Get the hell out of my house.
Like, these drawers are tight.
Right.
I mean, give me the scissors.
Aw. I do apologize for you guys out there. We have some technical difficulties. I don't know what it is. I don't know why we're buffering. To some of you out there. Let's see. Let me see if I can fix this real quick. Let's see. And I probably didn't. But yeah.
That was a good try.
I know, right? I just clicked on something and I dropped something in here. But yes. So, Deron.
Uh-oh.
Do you think she should lose the weight? What do you think she should do?
Seems like his love is heavy. You know, I look at it as this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. My concern is that I want to be there for a long period of time, and health is a big issue. Now, the way he went about it, it shouldn't be no conditions on an actual marriage, but he was like...
I disagree. He was like, as I wrote my eyes.
Yeah, whatever. But I think, like, pretty much he should have been like, hey, let's both get in shape and, you know... Because I want to be with you forever. Mm-hmm. It's a marriage. It's not like, you know, that's how I really feel.
Yeah.
You
know. Like I said, but if we want to admit it or not, there are conditions on our love is unconditional. Marriage is not.
Yeah, exactly. I was going
to
say.
I love all of my exes. I can say that. Do I want to marry them? Absolutely not. If one of them can keep his penis out of other women's pants, maybe he would have had a chance. But that's a condition. You have to be faithful to me. If you want to get married, that's a condition for me. You have to have a job or be gainfully employed, have some sort of income, legal income, okay? Can't be a street pharmacist. You have to have some form of legal income before we get married. Like, you have to have something that's, you know, stability before we get married. That's a condition. Yeah. I can love the hell out of you, but if you don't have a job, I'm not going to marry you. I could love the hell out of you, but if you don't have any teeth, going back to teeth issues, I'm not going to, baby, I want to marry you, but not until you get those teeth fixed. I'm sorry. I can't have you smiling the pictures and you are missing four teeth.
So you got to have a nice teeth and a job.
Yeah.
What if you got a heavy EBT card?
No. why does he have an EBT card, though?
I don't know.
I just check exactly where all that is accepted. I'm just saying, you be good.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, but we have a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, well, fine. Just hang up on me.
We did have a caller.
We had a caller. Don't know who they were. Call us back. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also, you can post your feedback on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thisdateisover. So you got 45 million ways to get in contact with me. And speaking of 45, this chick has put on 45 pounds. Wants to get married. Her man said, I don't want to marry you till you lose the weight. What say you about that? So, James, I want to pass it back to you because I know you've had some weight things. And how did you lose the weight, by the way? Because you had, how do you care to reveal how much you weighed?
Yeah, I don't mind. At my heaviest, I was 415.
I'm sorry, what?
At my heaviest, I was 415.
I'm sorry. Wow. 415 pounds?
Come again.
What?
Good Lord.
So he was like a baby car.
A baby car?
He's a
Prius.
Like a
smart car.
A smart car.
Wow. Yeah. 415.
Yeah, and in 1 year I went down to 205.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
1 year?
1 year.
How the heck did you do that?
You got changed
and you weren't on crack at all?
No, not at all.
Wow.
Not at all.
So we're
not
clear.
I didn't try that. No fads, no gimmicks, no surgery or anything like that. Just lots of prayer, eating right, and working out.
Mm.
And eventually it just came off. Lost it all the right way.
Wow. God bless you.
I'm about to go get me a salad.
I'm about to say. Can we right. Jumpy Jacks? Yeah. Damn break. I mean, what the
heck? Right. Yeah. As I look down, I can't even see my stomach because my boob's in the way. I can't even see what's going on down there.
Don't worry, that's a good problem.
Right?
No comment. This date is not over.
Sure ain't. I call these ladies the gift and the curse because they definitely will help to get free drinks. And Sugar Bee knows that.
Damn right.
And we could probably tell that story later. But
be down there, that's totally okay.
In case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, and I'm coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. And since it's the second hour of the show, it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what the hell am I going to rant about? I don't know. Size, perhaps, because we're talking about the size matter.
Teeth.
Your teeth matter. That's a whole other show altogether. As if I don't need to get my teeth taken care of. I got to get them right in a little bit, so... But yeah, if you're missing teeth and you got some spaces, like...
What if they, like, teeth spaces? In the back, though, and, like, you can't see it?
I don't know about that. But anyways, I'm going to be ranting and raving about height and weight because you talk about the size matter. I didn't even prepare any notes, but I'm just going to go back to what I was saying earlier. You know, if height is an issue for fellas and ladies, you know, if it's your height and you have a hard time, or you believe you have a hard time finding somebody to date, because of your height, I would challenge you to take a sober second look, because it might not just be your height. As I said before, you cannot have all these struggles. You can't be, you know, if you're a woman, you can't be 5'11" and you look like trash. Like, you can't have a horrible wardrobe. You can't be, like, you know, 300 pounds overweight. It's just too much. You know, and I'm not trying to be harsh.
Literally.
It really is too much. I mean, I'm not trying to be harsh, but, you know, we all have to compensate for what we're lacking in some sort of way. Like, you know, I know that there's certain things I can't wear because I have huge New York boobs. So, rarely will you catch me in a tube top because I'm going to look like a damn fool because my boobs are just too big. It's not going to support me. But enough about my boobs. Sorry about that. I know, right?
Tell us more.
Yes. Yeah, but yes, you know, and for the fellows who might be vertically challenged, you know, you cannot have too many struggles as well. You know, if you really think it's your height, I would challenge you to take a sober second look as well. It could very well be your stank attitude. You might have the Napoleon complex. Not all short men have that. It could be your breath. It could be the fact that your teeth aren't where they should be. You might want to invest in braces. Check out your health plan. Obamacare. I don't know. You might be able to get braces with that. I don't know. just try something new. You know, try to get. Make sure that you are dressed to the nines, that you smell good. Because the guys that I've dated that are short, you best believe they are confident. They Hello. Look good.
Hello.
They dress well.
Hello.
They are groomed.
And we use Dove.
Yes, because all manly men use Dove. Yes.
Do you use Dove for men? Like, did you have to?
Oh, he uses it.
There is Dove for men?
Yes, it's Dove for men now.
He uses
it comes in a bottle.
We don't use bars. We're men. We use tubes of
body wash. Yes, he uses Dove for men, and he also uses Skin So Soft. And he wears Japanese cherry blossom.
Oil of Valet.
He works.
Oil of Valet.
Yes.
I like to take hot baths in ginger.
Anyways.
Skin So Soft.
We're still on the rant and rave here. And ranting about weight. And ladies, I'm trying not to be harsh. And I understand because I know within this past year I've gained like 15 pounds. That's why I will be talking to James offline about getting this extra weight up off of me.
Same here.
Because I got stuff that's, you know, that's gathering that it didn't gather before. My slacks don't fit like they used to. Some of them don't fit at all. So I'm like, oh no, something's got to give. So it's no secret. We all know we gain weight. So let's be honest with ourselves first. You know that you're not happy. So don't expect that man to accept you when you're not even accepting yourself.
Amen.
So, you know, do what you have to do to be your best you. Yes, you should lose the weight for you, but you should also take into consideration the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. If you want to be with this person, you want them to be attracted to you. I don't condone cheating, but it could very well happen. I'm not saying that it's right, but you want to do what you have to do to keep your spouse happy and keep yourself happy, because if you're not happy, you best believe he or she ain't gonna be happy.
I wonder if people, like women, actually ask their mates, like who are together with somebody, whether they ask their mates like what their ideal woman looks like.
Because you hold that thought, because we still ranting sure. Raven. Hold that thought.
I'm crazy.
She like, she gonna punch me after the break. Watch. But yes, you want your spouse to be attracted to you, so keep that in mind. And you want to be attracted to yourself. Like, I know a lot of women, you know, we get in our own ways, especially if you had children. You kind of get comfortable because you're running after a child, and your body has taken on, you know, pushing out a freaking human being. So I'm with you. I get it. But make certain that you take that time to invest in your health, because you don't want to be the sluggish, big, fat mom that can't run behind her child because she can't breathe, because now she has asthma or some sort of, you know, breathing disease and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, if you look at health issues, a lot of them are because of weight. It's because of what we eat. It's because of us living sedentary lifestyles, and with technology, it kind of helps us to do so. I know I'm guilty of it. When I was laid off from my job, I had no clue that I lost some weight till I started working again and tried to put on some damn slacks, because I was wearing stretch jeans and stretch pants all the time and dresses. So I was like, damn, didn't even know I gained some weight. And then I got on the scale and she was like, oh, you need to get off of me because I'm about to break. But let me shut up. Right. My scale said, girl, you've been gone far too long. So yes, please take that into consideration. I don't necessarily think that guy who told his woman that he wants her to lose weight is being shallow. He's just being real. So you have to be able to be receptive to constructive criticism from your spouse. And for the spouses who have an issue with their partner's weight, please make certain you speak out of love. Don't say things in a nasty way. Don't call them names like fat ass and tubby tubby. Like, don't give them nicknames. Try to help them. All right. Please don't ever say that again. You better not ever do that.
Lead by example too.
Yes, lead by example, and let it be as a couple that you two are doing these things together. You know, you can't be eating burgers and expecting her to eat, you know, rabbit food. That just don't work like that. Because that happened to me when I was dating somebody. You know, he was always clocking what I ate. I was like, you just had a beer with nachos. I will have my buffalo wings and you'll shut the hell up. But I digress. So pass it back to you, Sugar Bee. You had a question.
I was saying that I wonder whether, guys, you actually share with your ladies, like, what your ideal woman looks like. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this guy ever said that to her. Because me and, you know, my significant other do that. And I find that we have very different ideals.
That could be hurtful, though. Like,
but no,
you
but
say,
not,
hey, what's your
really.
Ideal woman? He's like Jennifer Lopez. I'm like, wait a minute.
No. I mean, as far as body type.
Oh, okay.
As far as body type. You know, so where
just
I'm
like, what's
looking,
your favorite body type? Don't ask. Okay.
Where I'm looking to get down to Serena Williams, he kind of wants, like, you know, a sexy black men's model, you know, so.
Like Buffy the Body?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you said man. I was like, oh, Lord.
Yes. Black men's like magazine. No. That's another show that I personally won't be on.
Like,
yes, on this next episode of This Date Is Over Radio, Sugar Bee will be here with her man who wants another man.
Won't happen.
Yes, okay. Okay, that's an okay question to ask. Well, that's a good question. You know, ask what their ideal body type is. Don't ask them what their ideal man or woman is, because I know I might be offended if you tell me you want, like, Beyonce, and I'm just not.
You better get a blonde wig and some heels and make it work.
Girl, I better get a flat stomach, too. Shoot. Okay, so, Deron.
Hello.
Passing it back to you. Wait. What is there a weight limit for you when it comes to dating?
I just gotta be able to pick you up.
How much do you bench?
I probably can bench about 225, somewhere around there. Yeah, I got a little weaker. I used to do a little bit more, but you know I'm getting older, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to do a whole lot of lifting, but about 225, you know, that's the most I can lift.
Combine weight.
And that's without sweat. I mean, well, yeah, that's with sweating now.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I wouldn't sweat, but.
I can't lift 225.
Yeah.
Nope. So what's the biggest that you would date? What's your weight limit, Joey?
I exactly what he said. I gotta be. Here's the thing. You know, girls always want the guy to be able to, like,
carry
stand
them
up
over
for
the
them.
Threshold.
Yeah, if they hurt themselves, you need to be able to carry them. And I need to be able to carry you.
if they hurt themselves.
Or something.
Baby,
you?
I stubbed my toe.
Yeah, or, you know, broke a heel or something, and you can't walk straight or whatever. or you're drunk, whatever. Whatever the scenario is that they can't walk, you want to be able to carry them. And that's the way I feel. I always, you know, I want to be able to carry a girl. Now, I'm a pretty strong dude, but, like, it still is going to be the thing where I still want, I'm a big dude, too. So I don't want you to be wider than me. That's going to be weird.
I can't feel the edges.
That's like,
he can't wrap his arms around her and hug her.
He's smacking her side.
Back to that T-Rex thing.
Come here, baby.
Oh man.
I mean,
and then again too, like, it's certain things you want to do, like, you know, once the door closed. If you can't, you know, you like, I'm going to try this, and then all of a sudden you fall down. That kind of mess up your
Don't sleep on the big girls now, because we could do
something. Oh, you can pick me up. She can pick me up.
Damn right.
She can pick. I'm like,
I am fit. I am fit. I do work out. I do CrossFit.
Yes,
so
the helicopter. Yes.
You know, when it comes to me, when it comes to like a big guy, I can date a guy who's just a little chunky, but I cannot do a man that has titties. That's one thing I cannot. If he has breasts, first of all, I have enough breasts for a small village. Like, I cannot get with a dude that has boobs. Like, that really just is a turn off for me.
He got clappers.
Clappers through the front.
Like, he can wear pasties. I can't get with that. That is a huge no-no for me.
Perky, they can move. Like,
no, let me tell you,
the money makers, Angie, I don't know, because everybody needs residual income. So
I can't get with that. Look, we got a blog about that. My experience on thisdateisover.com. The blog is called Tig Old Bitties. So check it out. I tried to date a guy that had titties. I couldn't do it. It was a turn off. I just couldn't do it. Like, I felt like I was... First of all, he put my head on his chest. I felt like I was laying on a woman. So, right. I felt really awkward. And I felt like I was... You could be choking. I felt like I was with a lady. I could not get with it. So, you know, I don't mind a guy having a little weight on him, because I got some weight on me. Like, I already know I'm overweight. Like, there's no secret to that. That's why white men ain't into me, because they... I don't know, Joey. Do you have any white guys?
My secret's blown.
Do you have any white friends for me? Because every time I see a white guy, he's into, like, skinny, dark-skinned black women. I'm light-skinned.
Like,
and they do, but I have, like, you know,
yes.
Thunder thighs and all that jazz. So
yes.
I can't. I have not been able to find a white guy that wants to get with me.
I have no idea how that works. I grew up in PG County, so for me, I was always, like, up for whatever, and they were never interested in the white guys. So that's why I was confused. Like, the black girls and mixed girls, like, nuts.
What was your credit score at the time?
A 420.
That was before.
There you go. 420 is my birthday.
Next time when date is over.
Credit. Do we have it?
So
credit won't get.
I honestly don't know. I'm not your average white boy. So.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to answer that question. I don't know what they look for. I know some guys like are really into that really bony skinny chick thing.
Yeah,
I think most guys,
I ain't
though,
never been bony.
That's the thing though. I don't know a lot of guys that are into, like, you again. You want to be bigger than her. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Width or height, both ways, ideally. And I think that, you know, most white guys are built skinnier. I'm not, because I'm Italian, but. That's a different story.
Hey, I like Italian food. Mm-hmm, yep.
Get me some spaghetti, some lasagna.
Yes, we'll be going to Maggiano's after we leave the studio. Family style diner.
Yes.
See, the thing is, you gave that guy an opportunity. Most people wouldn't even give him an opportunity. Yeah.
Who? Oh, the guy?
The titties.
I didn't know he had boobs at first. That's the thing. I didn't know he had titties.
Was he wearing a bra?
He was wearing a man's ear.
He
wore
a tube top.
Thanks for men.
He had on a shirt. He had a t-shirt when we met. So I was like, all right, cool. But he was cooking me dinner. And I guess he got hot, so he took his shirt off. He had on a wife beater. And I was like, oh! And it just caught me off guard. I was like, oh, man. He has, like, a B-cup right there. I didn't even notice. Like,
right, which date was that he took his shirt off?
This was date number two? No, I think it was date number one. I'm so
that's
dumb. Oh, come to my house. I'm like, okay, he's going to cook me dinner.
That's
such an idiot.
That's
this was years ago,
girl.
Right?
That's
yeah.
A good one, though. The dinner line
on
does
top
work.
Of you
yeah.
In the
I'm so stupid, but, you know, we got to go commercial once again. Keep in mind, you can give us a call, 301-560-6992.
Love titties.
301-560-6992. Tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also go to Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey? Oh, I didn't have your mic on, my bad. Oops.
There we go.
And we got Sugar B.
Hey, hey, hey.
We got James.
What's going on?
And we got Deron.
Yes, sir.
Call him the hype man.
Yes, sir.
We got hype with this Queen Bee in the background, Lil' Kim, before she had all that plastic surgery, when she actually looked good. Damn, Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim.
That was like Miss Kwan.
I know, right? She
got it going on.
And isn't she pregnant too?
Yes, and still doing shows.
Okay, but tonight we're talking about the size matter. Give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. That is the number to reach us in the studio. And so we're talking about size matter, weight loss. You're with somebody that gained 25 pounds. James, how can you motivate that person to lose weight? Because, you know, you love them dearly. They're the apple of your eye. Well, maybe not your eye anymore, because your eye does not want to see all the extra weight that they've gained. So how do you motivate them to lose the weight? Because you're a certified coach, you know, nutritionist.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts in your mind. That's the main thing. It starts in your head, and then you have to get them to realize what their value is, what their worth is. A lot of people don't even realize what they're worth. And the thing is, like, when you break down a person's body, organ for organ, limb for limb, your body is valued at a multi-million dollar machine. So you got to take care of it. I mean, if you drove a multi-million dollar car, of course you'll wash it and take care of it. So you got to take care of your body, or else it's going to break down and stay in the shop all the time.
Oh, you did say multi-million, because I was saying, I ain't washed my car and shoot.
Yeah, I'm talking about multi-million.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
So,
that's true. So they treat my caddy differently.
Yeah. So, I mean, you gotta let them know what their value is, let them know what their worth is, and get them to love themselves. When you love yourself, you take care of yourself.
So would you leave that person? Because sometimes people never snap out of it. You know, you want them to lose the weight. You're like, hey, babe, it's for your health. You know, I really want you to be here for me and our family. And she's like, well, you should just love me the way that I am. You know what? I love me, even though she truly doesn't. Mm-hmm. But how do you snap that, you know, get them to snap into reality? Like, look, babe, you're going to die a lot sooner than I would like for you to. And you're not going to be here. So how do you get that person, like, off the couch? Do you just take all the food out of the house and start replacing it with healthy options?
I mean,
and she's sneaking, you know, Oreos under the bed. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you really motivate a person?
I can't get jiggy with this.
Yeah, because, you know, it seems like it takes something dramatic or tragic.
It takes an intervention sometimes.
Right.
I mean, it really does. Just like drug addicts and alcoholics, it's pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have only good food in your house, that's all you're going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
If she's sneaking around and things, trying to smuggle in Twinkies and stuff like that, then it's really a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you pretty much got to lead by example and take her with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Have date nights in the gym, date nights at the track.
Date nights in the bedroom. Hello, let's burn some calories, baby.
Let's
burn some calories. I'm on my back. Hello.
That burns calories too. So, I mean, you just got to do it like that and have like little fun dates and things like that at the gym and at the track.
Rock climbing.
Make it
laser
fun.
Tag. Make it fun.
Most people think exercising is a trial. You know what I'm saying? And you got to make it fun. If you make it fun and enjoyable, then they'll enjoy it and the way to come off.
So going back to you, I want to tap into your expertise, especially for black women. I know that a lot of black women don't like to work out because of their hair. My hair is very thick and it takes a long time to get done. And, you know, I'm sweating like a whore in church when I'm working out, just like I was today. And, you know, what do you say to that woman? Like, how can she, you know, because I would love to go work out before I go to work, but I can't do that because I got to spend time doing my hair. So I'm definitely not getting up to go work out, because otherwise I'm going like a damn fool. And I take pride in my appearance, so I don't want to go to work, my hair all sweaty and just bushed up.
Yeah, because if you really take pride in your appearance, is the hair the only thing you take pride in?
But for a lot of black women would rather have that hair than that body.
I mean, it costs much less to get your hair done than it costs to get diabetes medication or cancer medication and things like that. So you just gotta switch it around and get them to see it from a different perspective.
Okay.
I know me, I rock natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to find different ways to do it. I mean, I couldn't let that be an excuse for why another year has gone by and I hadn't lost the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel, you know, good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not accomplishing my goals. So you figure that out.
So, Joey, how would you approach a woman in that situation? How would you tell her delicately, babe, you need to lose weight?
I don't know that it's the best way is to just come out and say it like that.
Yeah, I said, well, how would you actually say it?
Well, the thing that I've noticed, because I've had my issues, and at times,
like, I've had, like, my mom likes to get on me about it from time to time. And one thing I noticed is I didn't lose weight until I got away from that. Until I got on my own and then decided for myself I wanted to do it. I think the best thing you can do is give them the make sure that they understand that you love them unconditionally. I think that's the thing that gets lost in all this. Because, especially when you talk about the marriage situation, the particular one, it's you know, you're putting a condition on the relationship and or on the marriage, but you're not putting a condition on the love. And that's what gets lost. And a lot of people have trouble separating the two.
They do. And they don't know how to separate the emotions from the logic.
Right.
It's like, you know, and I know especially women have a hard time, you know, removing that. Like, you know what, yes, he told you need to lose weight, but he's not telling you that because he doesn't love you. He's telling you because he loves you that you need to take your health into consideration, and that he wants to be more attracted to you, and he wants to have frequent sex with you because he is attracted to you.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
It's a funny situation. Lord. It goes back to the same old, you know, what's the main communication error between men and women? Guys oversimplify. Guys feel like women overcomplicate. And it's not so much that. It's just that, you know, women are taking a lot of the feeling of into account. Guys feel like they can be very blunt with it, but what you don't account for when you say something and you're blunt is you don't know that they're going to take it the way you intended it. So phrasing becomes important, and the way that you approach it becomes important. I think the one way that you can convey that you're going to love them regardless of what happens is you don't have to come out and say anything about it. Just lead by example.
Are you going to, like, buy her a treadmill for her birthday?
No, not like that. But, like, you can say, you know what, let me take care of shopping. And then you just fill the house with stuff that's healthier.
Hey, babe, I just came across P90X. It was on sale. Here you go. Happy birthday. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.
Well, I think you start doing it. Like, that's the thing is, as a man, like, that's what I would do is, like, you know, she'll, like, oh, well, what are you doing today, babe, or whatever. And I'd be like, well, I'm going to go work out. Do you want to come?
And what if she constantly says no?
She constantly says no.
Because I know a friend of mine has asked me to come work out. And you're like, you want to go? No. I'd be like, no. No, it wouldn't. Somebody has asked me like 5 times, text me, you trying to work out? No. It's just like, I just would not go. So, Daron, you know.
Uh-oh.
I had a real, real heavy question for you. I don't. But why are people not able to handle constructive criticism when it comes to a spouse? Because, like I said, I'll actually read some of the Facebook comments after the next break, but when it's said that you need to lose weight by your spouse, people get all up in arms, like, I can't believe he would say that or she would say that, I will leave them, blah, blah, blah. But if, when I posted the question as, if your doctor said to you, you need to lose weight, what would you do? I would lose the weight. And it's like, they don't even bat an eye. I would lose the weight. But if your spouse says, babe, you need to lose this weight, it's a he's shallow or she's shallow or she's a jerk, he's a jerk. Why can't we handle the constructive criticism from our own spouses?
Sensitive.
Yeah, it's you know, you get sensitive and then you're like, you don't love me. He's looking at me. You thinking I'm fat now. You don't want me. I used to be 100 pounds and now I'm 200. I don't know why. And then that's probably your issue right there. You're 200 pounds now. You used to be 100.
Right, but they don't see it as that. Like, why can't people see that? You know, they can't handle the constructive criticism. Because people say, oh, I want honesty. I want this. I want that. But they want that honesty as long as it doesn't hurt their feelings.
True.
As long as it doesn't require them to do any type of change, exercise, this, that, and the other.
Well, you really don't want honesty if you're scared to get your feelings hurt. Because sometimes you're going to get your feelings hurt. Or some, like, I'm the type of person, I just want to know. Tell me. You know, don't beat around the bush. You're like, hey, you fat. Okay, let's do something about this because you think I'm fat and I want to make sure that I'm still an apple of your eye and not that orange or grapefruit. So, so I'm going to.
Girl, you used to be a banana. Now you're a watermelon. But yeah, you know, actually, I can read a comment real quick on Facebook. Mel says, it's extreme because we're talking about the whole, the girl that had gained 45 pounds. And the guy said he doesn't want to move forward with marriage until she loses the weight. And Mel said that it's extremely difficult for me to answer this because I would and could never be with a partner like hers. The vows say for better or for worse, and he's clearly not ready for the for worse. A person is so much more than their weight, to say the very least. But why should he have to accept you at your worst? They ain't even married yet.
Yeah.
I get the for better for worse, but why are you already experiencing your for worse? Like, why do I have to accept you when you're not at your best? should you not be your best you?
He had her at her best before she got pregnant.
Right, and he did. But like, why should he have to move forward with somebody who is not taking care of themselves? Why can't we nip that in the bud before we get married? Because, you know, I think that most men, especially if you're planning on having children with your woman, you're going to think that, okay, when we get married, she's probably going to gain weight anyways. So she's already gained 45 pounds before you get married, and she's not trying to lose it. If y'all get married and y'all have more kids, she's going to put on more weight, and she's not going to lose that. So she got the 45 plus the 25 from the second child plus the 25 more from the third child.
And
so
you're only going to get older, and your metabolism
Right. So let me shut my mouth, because
he's going to be looking at her every time she going to get some chips. Don't cut that shit.
Damn it, Rasputia.
Wrestle her.
So we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. So we'll be right back after the break.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just heard music from a group called Quadrant. The song was Day. Love that song. Keep in mind that we are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app, search for Rock The Flow, all one word, and save us to your favorites. We are the very first station, probably the only station that pops up on TuneIn. But anyways, we got Joey in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on?
We got Sugar B.
Hey.
We got James.
What's up?
And we got Deron.
Hey.
Now, I know a lot of y'all have businesses and whatnot, and I want to start with you, Joey. Give the people, the good people, your contact information, how they can check out one of your shows, because you are an up-and-coming comic in the D.C. area, so we want to spread the good gospel of the good comedy, because I know I love to laugh. And fellas, if you're out there, if you can make me laugh, and you can cook, and you look good, you have gotten me.
No breasts allowed.
Right.
Damn. And good teeth.
Right.
Triple threat.
Right.
Well, I work with Dot Comedy. It was a little group we started. Me and Jesse Rivas and now Chris DeVore, we just added. We do open mic shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from your typical open mic comedy. Most open mic comedies, you're going to go sit in a room and you see some comics trying to work on some new stuff. We get those guys, but we put them in a show environment. So they have musical intros. It's just like you're going to see a comedy show. We're going to actually start having our first musical guest this Wednesday at Splash Lounge in Rockville. They're right behind in the strip mall, right behind Chili's off of Woodland Road, next to Whole Foods and Paladar.
Website?
You can find us on Facebook.com at Wednesday.comedy. And then you can also email if you're a performer. We're looking for comics and musicians at Wednesday.comedy at Gmail for comics and recruitment.comedy for musicians.
Okay, cool. So, I don't know if you want to share yours. Or
I do. Sugar B. I am one half of Finger Bang Indie Polish Line. A shout out to my girl on Instagram, Sensational CIT, my partner. Again, that's Finger Bang Polish. And we will be having a spring-summer collection soft launch very soon. We'll get that up and let you know all about that.
Is there any way that they can follow you? Or
sure. Follow us on Twitter at Finger Bang Polish. My website, not up yet. Again, we are soft launching this spring and summer. So, again, at Finger Bang Polish.
Okay. James?
Well, I'm the owner of Beyond Weight Loss Total Wellness Center, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Beyond Weight Loss, that's Beyond the letter W, the number 8, Loss. And what I do is I help people become totally fat-free mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically to help them improve their overall health. So.
Yes, and please know that I'm going to be working with James, so if anybody would like to donate to Miss Marie's Stop Being a Fat Ass Fund, please email me info@thisdateisover.com. So, Deron, did you want to share anything about your business or how they can follow you? You don't have to. It's up to you. Email address.
I'm a partner of D&D Marketing Group. Pretty much, if you're trying to tell your story when it comes to a wedding, anything, your business, anything, come see us. Right now, we're working on the website. But right now, you can follow me on Instagram, DK94Q. Instagram and Twitter. So come check us out.
You said D-Kane?
D-Kane94Q.
D-C-A-I-N-94Q. All right.
A lot of mercy.
So, yes. I want to go on to Facebook because, like I said, I had gotten a lot of comments from people about this whole weight loss thing with the chick who wants to get married to her man of 9 years who has since gained 45 pounds. He wants her to lose the weight before they get married. And my buddy TT, what's up, TT? He said she pretty much answered her own question. It's crazy when people see the writing on the wall, are illiterate, yet still need someone else to read the message to them. Just my opinion, but I think if people start going back to traditional ways of building families, a lot of this stuff could be avoided. Having a child isn't going to get a man to commit to you, even if he loves you and handles his parental responsibilities, because they have a child. She needs to also flip the script, because I'm sure there are things about him that she isn't 100% satisfied with, but aren't a deal breaker for her, because apparently her weight is a deal breaker for him. She needs to have an honest adult discussion about how she feels and proceed accordingly. I'm sure main man won't be too happy once the next man starts loving and actually marries Stickums. On to the next, huh? On to the next. Oh, Lord. Steve, he left me like the longest message in life. It's like a dissertation.
Cue the violins.
Jeez, I don't even feel like reading his. Basically, he's saying that the dude is shallow and that she needs to leave him and blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with that, Steven. I think she should lose the weight. Keep that man. Of course, lose it for herself, even though whatever. She needs to lose the weight so she can be healthy for her man and her child, and so that he can get it up regularly, because he might not be as attracted to her any longer. I don't
Pumping
know.
Pumping pills.
I know there's some non-negotiables early.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Well, how do you even say that? Like, because that comes off as harsh. Like, okay, I don't want my woman to gain more than XYZ pounds. Like, do you really state that?
I mean, in the beginning, when people say, what do you like? What's your favorite color? What type of food do you like? I mean, you just put it out there. I mean, you have certain non-negotiables.
Yeah.
If that non-negotiable is not met, then you already know what to expect.
She had the baby. So how do you say that? You know, like, you know what, babe? I know you're pregnant right now. I love you. And I know you're going to gain a lot of weight as a result of the pregnancy. So I just wanted to be clear that I'm going to give you some time after you had the baby. But we have got to get in that gym to get that body right. Because I cannot deal with a woman that's XYZ pounds.
People like, yeah, there she go over there.
Right.
Oh, my God.
There she go.
Oh, she's over there by the ham.
She got her third helping of potato salad.
How do those get...
So how do you say that, though? Like, how do you really come out and say that to a person, you know, who is the mother of your child, that I want you to lose weight? Like, I don't want you to exceed this amount of weight. Because didn't... Tom Cruise have some type of clause and
marriage contract.
Don't even
get me started on that.
Didn't he have one with Katie Holmes that she couldn't gain a certain amount of weight? But he's stating what he wants. Is that not a bad thing?
Look, his God is also an alien. So I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, she got to make sure that she's ready to receive that information. You can't just come out and say it. Especially and expect her to.
You can't.
You're fat. You can't come out and say it and expect her to accept that you still love her just as much as if you didn't feel that way. But for some reason, they have trouble separating the two, so you need to help her receive it. That's why I was saying before, you know, if you do those things to kind of like, you know, let her know that you love her and just do what you normally would do with that. But you got to keep that up and then start doing it for you. Lead by example. And then eventually she'll like, you know, well, why are you spending so much time at the gym? And you can just be like, that's where I want to be.
Because that's where all the hot chicks are.
I think it really just depends on your communication style, too. I know me, my personality, my communication style is, you know, is a director. So I'm short, I'm quick. You know, I think it would probably hurt my feelings that you beating around the bush with it. Like I said, you know, the way we had our discussion, yeah, it hurt my feelings. But, you know, I'm glad that he got to the root of what his issue was.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, I don't think there's ever a good time to talk to a person about their weight.
Very personal. No.
Especially a woman. Like, yeah. I know that I would probably be ready to jump out of the ground floor window and slip my wrist with a butter knife if somebody told me that I was fat. But...
So it's like dealing with an alcoholic.
Right.
I mean, they don't want to hear you to tell them stop drinking and, you know, you got to go to rehab and things like that.
You know what? I'm not even going to say it because I'm going to upset Beyonce fans. So I will keep my remarks to myself.
You don't need to be out
of it. Just schedule a physical.
I mean, at the same time, though, I mean, even if you said you're direct, like, but you wouldn't, would you say that she needs to, like, leave him?
No, I'm clear about the fact that, well, I guess it depends. Again, my bottom line was, how does she feel about herself?
Right. She ain't happy with it.
So, well, obviously she isn't, because she brought that up. And I know me, subconsciously, I wasn't happy with it. And vocally, I wasn't happy with it. I mean, these are things that he heard myself say, you know. And then, two, the discussion that we had is, you know, we thought we both need to lose weight. I thought he was fat too. Mm-hmm. You know, and to this day, I go work out. He can't keep up with my workout.
Yeah. Hey,
you know,
two snaps and a twist.
Snap, snap.
Neck roll.
But he don't keep up. That's the question.
Shut up.
He keep up. That's all that matters.
He can't. What part of he can't keep up with my workout?
I ain't talking about that type of workout.
Oh, and the honey.
That's not what he was talking about.
We can get into that workout if you want to.
Lord.
I think, as I had said earlier, about the big girl.
Okay. But we got to go to commercial. Stamina. We got, right, stamina. That's another thing. Your Lord Jesus.
Get on that
I'm
trip,
good.
Stamina.
I'm good. Too much to say.
Okay. We got to go to commercial break, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. Tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We'll be right back.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yes, and we are back. We are back. Oh, yeah. You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio. I am your host, Miss Marie. And we're talking about, does size matter? Does it matter? Abso-frickin-lutely. It totally does. But we got Daron in the studio. What's up, Daron?
Yo.
We got James in the studio.
What's up, people?
We got Sugar B.
Hey there.
And we got Joey LaFaro.
What's going on?
We're talking about the size matter. And I wanted to go into Facebook because I got a lot of comments, like I said. Ow. I scratched myself with an eye booger. Who does that? You know I've cut my face before with an eye booger. Totally weird. I've cut my face with a washcloth, too.
She's so
I'm telling you, I'm clumsy.
Where is she getting this washcloth?
But it wasn't like, it was wet. It wasn't hard. My aunt bought it for me, and it was my cheap aunt, too. So,
fellas, it can all be yours.
Right? It could be yours.
So
I done.
A wet rag.
Look, I got cut with a banana.
Yeah, so going back to the woman about the weight loss thing. Jason said, yeah, this makes complete sense. He doesn't want to marry her just to have to listen to her make excuses like, well, I was like this before we got married and other BS like that. No guy wants to hear any of that. And the husband should be forced to forced to follow the same guidelines. No one can gain more than 20 pounds over their starting weight. Exceptions should be only made in the case of major health issues or handicaps, etc. Or maybe if both people in the relationship make an agreement on the new gain limits. If her weight is an issue to him, this is from Dwight, if her weight is an issue to him, why isn't he helping her out with it instead of waiting for her to stick to play on her own? I don't know if he isn't helping her. I can't say that. I can't say that he's not helping her. Okay. I'm all over the place.
Question.
What did Nikki say?
That's what I was saying. There's a lot of assumptions about what's going on in the relationship.
Right. I mean, because it was only her side of the story, so who knows what he's doing
in
the situation.
That's the thing. You want to hear what he's doing.
He could definitely be helping her, and he might not be. You never know. So it does take both people being involved. You know, if you want your spouse to lose that weight, then you got to get in on the situation, too. Like you were saying, James was saying, you'll buy healthier food options and working out. But sometimes people just aren't motivated, you know, and I've seen it. I've seen it in my family. I've seen it in other people's, you know, relationships that, you know, one spouse might not want to work no more. Somebody could be going through like a bout of depression or just angry at the world, and they just stop doing stuff.
They don't see results as fast as they think they should see results, so that's when they give up. It takes so much and for every pound of fat that you gain, your body has to create 1 mile of new blood vessels in order to function properly. So I mean, the thing is, it takes so much for your body to regulate on the inside before you even see the outside results. But people don't have patience because we
People don't have patience. Yes, we are definitely in a microwave society. People don't have patience, and people just don't put in the effort. They don't want to work, and that's a reality that a lot of us live in. You know,
I
ain't been to the gym in 2 months. I already know.
Diet is a big
I don't part like
of
it, going to the gym. I'm gonna just put it out there. I don't like jumping around because it hurts. And although I was jumping around with Zumba, that was painful. But you just gotta suck it up and get it together. And also eating too. Lord Jesus, I love to eat.
You can't outwork a bad diet.
No, you really can.
I know. I love me some food. I swear.
Ditto.
I'm just thinking about a cinnamon roll right now because my stepmother makes the best cinnamon rolls from scratch. Honey, let me tell you. So I know my issue is, you know, the majority of my issue is my diet.
What if the guy that wants his wife to lose the 45 pounds, what if he really not upset about her weight? He just frustrated.
Well,
imagine, picture this. Yeah. You come home,
You want to make it quick because we about to be out of time.
I'm trying to pass the mic to you to end the show.
What if you come home and she just eating up all the food and you just pissed because you like, oh my God, there's no food here for me. And he could just be frustrated off of that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she's mad because she's eating up cereal. I think it's the laziness.
And the excuses.
If you don't see your partner putting in any effort, whether it be with their weight, with a job, with their career, with school, or with the children, or with you, you're going to have an issue with that. We don't want lazy partners. You don't want somebody that doesn't have a job. You don't want somebody that's not putting any effort into your relationship. You don't want somebody that's not having sex with you regularly, because that happens in marriage. Lord, that's why I'm scared to get married, because I don't want to like not be having regular sex. That's just weird when people get married and don't have sex. But anyways, you don't want a lazy spouse. So let me pass it to you, Deron, because we're about to get out of here, and I really appreciate all of my guests coming out tonight, especially it's snowing like crazy. If I had money, I wouldn't give y'all none, but I probably would buy you something to drink. So, Deron, any parting words? Does size matter?
Nah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That's it? That's all you got?
It doesn't matter.
All right. Thank you, Deron. James, any parting words?
No, size doesn't matter. I mean, to each his own. I mean, you like what you like. But just be an equal opportunity employer. You may be missing something if you just keep such a narrow view on things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and get to the root of why this person has gained the weight. You know, it usually weight gain comes with a combination of depression or something is eating at them literally that they have not addressed, and the weight just might be covering up for that. So, Sugar Bee, any parting words?
Size definitely does matter. Ladies, this is really the year. You know, let's get ourselves together for ourselves. First, it's about you first, and everything will follow.
And don't expect somebody to love you if you don't even love yourself. If you don't love yourself enough to take your health into consideration, don't expect some man to be some knight in shining armor for you, because he is not. He's not going to rescue you. You have to rescue yourself.
If a man has shining armor, that means he's never been through nothing.
Right.
You almost should have some things in it.
Yes. So, Joey, any parting words?
Rusty armor. No. the thing is, size only is going to matter if you let it matter. I think what it comes down to, be supportive. You know, there's so much crap that comes your way in life, and that's probably why the person's in that state to begin with. So, be supportive of your partner. Let them know that you're there for them no matter what happens. You're there for them when all that work they put in the gym doesn't hit right away.
Mm-hmm.
Be there for them. Let them know that you're there for them. That is going to get you further than anything else.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you once again to my guests. So I'll say, you know, I'll echo everybody else's remarks. I do believe that size matters. It definitely matters, because I don't think a lot of guys are knocking down Precious. You know, they're not knocking down her door.
Yeah. She got that bucket of chicken.
Precious got
money. Don't nobody love you like Biscuit.
Nobody's knocking down Precious's door, okay? So size does matter, but yes, please make certain that we are doing our part to support our spouses. But if you're the person that is having an issue with your weight, you know, be receptive to criticism. Be receptive to constructive criticism, and take action. Take heed. Take action so that you aren't, you know, on your deathbed at the age of 35. That you don't have to have all this extra medication and have to spend all this money for insulin. So take that into consideration. Be receptive and put in that work. Be your best you. You want your spouse to be attracted to you. So make certain that you are doing what you have to do to keep yourself up, because nobody wants to be with somebody that's letting themselves go. I swear to God, I don't. I really don't. And it, you know, when it goes back to you, when I was talking about the guys with the height issues, once again, I know you can't change your height. I get that, but there are other things that you can work on. So if height is an issue, don't let that be your only issue. Don't let it be your height and you don't have a car and you can't dress and your teeth are bad and you can't have all those ands. That's too many damn struggles for a person to deal with. So make certain that you are your best you as well. You want to make certain that you are attracting the right people. Make certain your attitude is in check.
Don't feel you got to try too hard. That's
yes, and don't try too hard. Please, please don't try too hard. Yes, and please check the attitude. Like, I don't like the short dude with the attitude. You're approaching me. You don't like me because I'm short. Like, no, I don't like you because you're a jackass. That's why I don't like you.
Short guy always want to get a fight going.
Right. They always want to start stuff. I swear. But I think that's about our time. I really appreciate my guests once again. That's Joey, we got Sugar B, we got James, and we got Deron. Make certain that you check out This Date Is Over Radio. We're back each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tell your friends about us. Make certain that you get your tickets. We are going to have a brunch discussion. I call it the brunching. It's called Why Am I Still Single? Because some people are not clear, especially if you're in the D.C. area. They don't understand why they are single. So do you know why you're single? Are you frustrated with being single? Do you want to talk about it? Join us April 26th. We're going to be at the 201 Bar. The food is going to be great. Ticket prices include your brunch, which is a brunch buffet with unlimited mimosas. Also includes tax and gratuity, so you don't have to bring no extra cash for that. The discussion, of course, you get to do some networking. Hey, you might even get a date. Hello. And free entry to the after party. So I think you want to get a whole lot of bangs for your buck. And if you want the party bus in February, you definitely will get a discounted ticket price. So email info@thisdayisover.com if you want the party bus. But also get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. And that's it. I ain't got nothing else to say. Mother Nature, I really don't like you, so please stop snowing. I hope that it never snows again for the rest of the year. But that is, I'm sorry, I'm having a moment, I'm not over it. But yes, come back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Check me out online at thisdateisover.com. You can follow me on Instagram, and you can tweet me at dateisover. So Instagram and Twitter is at dateisover, and Facebook is facebook.com/thisdateisover. So y'all have a great night. Safe travels. Hopefully that you're snowed in with somebody that you like. And I hope you made time to go to the store to get condoms.
Because I ain't got time for your baby shower. I'm busy.
Yes. Now, a month from now, I'm not coming to your baby shower. Actually, I will because I like the food. But
cake is good.
Yes. No, I don't want to eat the cake. I just want the
sweet matter.
Right. But anyways, let me shut up because we got to go. So, y'all have a great week. God bless. Good night. Bye-bye.